Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 7th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. After noting that lackluster sales in its latest earnings report was due to an overall smartphone market decline in the U.S., Apple says it expects iPhone performance to improve in the current period, but also warned that overall revenue will probably stay in the same range as the past quarter. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman notes that if that's true, it would be Apple's fourth straight quarterly sales decrease, which hasn't happened since 2001. Gurman sources tell him the iPhone will go on sale around September 22nd after an event that's planned for either September 12th or 13th, which would give Apple about a week of iPhone 15 sales in its fiscal fourth quarter. Apple's Q1 runs October through December and is historically a big holiday quarter for the company. PayPal announced its own stablecoin, PayPal USD or PYUSD, which is pegged to the US dollar and will gradually roll out to customers in the US. PayPal paused work on PYUSD back in February amidst increased scrutiny of cryptocurrencies. But CEO Dan Schulman says the technology, which allows instant and lower cost transfers without a central intermediary, should become part of the overall payments infrastructure going forward. PYUSD will be redeemable for dollars or can be exchanged for other cryptocurrencies that PayPal supports, with Venmo support to come. On Saturday, ex-Twitter owner Elon Musk tweeted the following, quote, "If you were unfairly treated by your employer due to posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bill," end quote. Musk added there will be no limits to funding the legal fees and said this would not include only lawsuits, but X would go after the boards of directors of the companies too. Last month, Microsoft confirmed it was testing Bing Chat in third-party browsers like Chrome and Safari for select users. Monday, the company officially announced that Bing Chat is coming to third-party browsers soon, both on the web and in mobile browsers. Microsoft said even though Bing Chat will work in various browsers, the best experience would be found in Microsoft Edge. The company says to date, Bing Chat has generated over 1 billion chats and over 750 million images. Last week, a new VR headset for Meta appeared in the U.S. Federal Communications Commission database. The filing doesn't say Quest 3, but the FCC label is in the same place as the Quest 2, and Meta did promise to share more about the Quest 3 at its Connect event, which happens on September 27th. It's a solid guess this would be the Quest 3, and if it is, then the Quest 3 will come with Wi-Fi 6E. Last Thursday, India announced new restrictions on imports of many electronics, including laptops, tablets, and servers. Companies would need a license in order to import such devices. Dell, Apple, and Samsung complied with the order immediately by pausing all imports. In response to that, India's deputy IT minister said Friday, companies will be given a transition period of at least 1 month so they can obtain licenses to conduct imports. In order to comply with the European Union's Digital Services Act, large social media platforms have to let users choose whether or not to see content recommendations that are based on tracking and profiling of their activities. Last week, TikTok Europe announced that users in Europe will soon be able to switch off the algorithmic For You feed. A spokesperson for TikTok also confirmed to Reuters that the company is in early stage talks for a payments license in Indonesia, which it says will help local creators and sellers on its platform. The New York Times reports shoddy and likely AI-generated travel guide content with deceptive positive reviews flourishing on Amazon. It notes an example in search results for France Travel Guide for a book written by a Mike Steves, not to be confused with Rick Steves, the popular travel writer and TV host. The guidebook has more than 100 five-star ratings and costs $17, which is less than the $25.49 for Rick Steves' book on France. But a customer of that cheaper book tells The Times it was vague, had repetitive text, and a lack of the promised itineraries. The Times said it found similar books on topics like cooking, programming, gardening, business, crafts, even medicine, plus a variety of self-help books and novels. Amazon said in response to the report, quote, "We have clear policies that prohibit reviews abuse. We suspend, ban, and take legal action against those who violate these policies and remove inauthentic reviews." Finally, fantasy franchise Dungeons & Dragons says it's updating its guidance to ban illustrators from using AI to generate artwork commissioned by the company. D&D says it discovered a longtime artist collaborator had used AI to create work for an upcoming book, but that artist had agreed to stop the practice going forward. In a statement on X Twitter, the company said, quote, "We are revising our process and updating our artist guidelines to make clear that artists must refrain from using AI art generation as part of their art creation process for developing D&D. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.